friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. To start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. We have another story as we continue learning about the friends of Jesus. Do you remember who his friends were that he would go and spend lots of time with? You're right, it was Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were two sisters and a brother who had a home in Bethany, which was just outside of Jerusalem, and Jesus loved to go to their house. It was away from the Pharisees and the bickering and the spies, and he could just be himself, and they were his friends. Mary and Martha were the two sisters who loved Jesus very much, but they loved him in different ways because they were very different from each other. Mary had a special reason for loving Jesus. Before she had met him, Satan had trapped her into doing things that were wrong. But after Mary met Jesus, she wanted to change. She knew that what she was doing was wrong, but is it very easy to stop doing wrong when you've been doing it for a while, even if you know what's right? No, it's not. And we can't do it unless Jesus helps us. The first time Mary tried to stop doing what was wrong, she failed. She messed up. Did Jesus get mad at her? No. Jesus felt sad, but he didn't scold her. Instead, he prayed for her, and he told her to keep trying and asking God to help her. The next time, the same thing happened. Satan didn't want to let her go. He had a hold on her with the sin in her life. But God is stronger than Satan. And Jesus didn't give up on her, and Mary kept trying. She persevered. She didn't give up. Do you know how many times Mary tried and failed and then tried and failed? 7 times. Jesus didn't scold her. He did not make her feel discouraged. He often wept as he prayed because he loved people so much, and he knew how important it was for them to have faith in his power and to help them. If we have Jesus in our heart, if we ask him into our lives, he is greater than the devil, and he will give us power, and he will give us victory to overcome. Now, what are some bad habits that you might have? Maybe it's telling a lie. Sometimes when mom or dad say, "Did you brush your teeth?" you might say, "Yeah, I did." And did you? Maybe not. Or it might be, "Did you get that drink of water that I asked you to?" And you say, "Yes, I did," but really you didn't. Or, "Did you get your homework done?" And you say, "Yes, I did," thinking, "Well, I'll just do it a little later." Those are lies. And the more lies that we tell, the easier it is to tell them. And pretty soon, it's a habit or a sin that's in our hearts that's hard to get rid of. Who is greater than Satan and sin? Jesus is.
Mary had even heard Jesus crying as he talked to his heavenly Father about her. Jesus loved her and cared for her so much that as he was talking to his Father, the feelings and the emotions just welled up and he would cry. There's another verse that it reminds me of in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. You don't have to look it up with me. I'm going to have Aiden say it for us.
Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is the one who gives us the victory? It's Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Because of Jesus, we can have victory. Well, it took some time, but Mary kept persevering. She was diligent. And guess what? She finally got the victory. Satan failed to keep her as his slave. She was free. Martha and Lazarus were happy, but only Jesus knew exactly how happy Mary was. Can you think of something that maybe you've tried to stop doing? Is it hard? You know, sometimes we feel like we're sinking under our sin. I heard a story that I want to share with you. It is about the Helen B. Sterling. That was a little ship that was out in the ocean, and there was a big storm, and the waves were going over the ship, and she had lost power. She was at the mercy of the waves. It seemed almost impossible to keep this boat afloat. And so the captain, his last resort was to go to the radio, and he called out, "Mayday, mayday, ship sinking, terrible storm." He didn't think that anybody could help him. He was so far from land, and he didn't know that there were any boats around. But it was his last hope, and that's all he could do was call out for help. At this time, there was another ship. It was actually a battleship called the Melbourne. And the Melbourne was steaming toward home, but you know what? It heard the captain's distress call, and it turned quickly around, and it started going toward where that ship was. And the captain of the Melbourne called over the radio to the sinking and troubled ship and said, "Don't worry, we're coming. We're on our way. Don't give up hope." Well, hours passed. As that ship, the Melbourne, was going as quick as it could, the Sterling was just being battered, and the more water kept going in and in, and it was getting lower and lower in the water. The captain on the ship, the Sterling, sent out another call, the last hope, last desperation, said, "Completely waterlogged, can't last another hour, farewell." But you know what? That battleship, the Melbourne, was on its way. It was almost there. And it radioed back this wonderful message. Listen to this. "We are certain to reach you. Keep good heart. Don't give up." The Melbourne made it. It made it to the ship, the Sterling. It was able to transfer all the crew onto the safe battleship. And they were able to go home. And they were saved. And you know, it reminds me of people. Sometimes we live our life sinking in sin. Sometimes we struggle with things that we want to get rid of and we want to give up, just like Mary did. And sometimes we fail and we just feel like we're sinking and that there's no hope. But you know what? Jesus is our Melbourne battleship. He is the one who comes to our rescue and says, "Hold on, I'm coming, I'm there, don't worry. I, who am in you, am greater than he who is in the world." Jesus wants to help us win this fight, win the battle. He wants to save us from the waves that will close over us. Keep trusting him. Keep moving forward. With his help, we will win. I think of the verse in Romans 8, verse 37. I want you to look it up with me. Romans chapter 8. The Bible's divided into two parts, Old Testament, New Testament. Romans is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. So if you need to, you can pause this recording and you can grab your Bible and open it up, find the book of Romans. Then you're going to find chapter 8. Those are the big numbers. Chapter 8. Look for the big number 8. Once you find that, then you're going to go down to verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
Yet in all those things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
What does it say? We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Who loved us? Jesus loved us, didn't He? And we can conquer over those bad habits, just like Mary did, through Jesus and through His help. We cannot do it alone. We need Him. And all you have to do is ask Jesus to help you. So let's do that right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we need Your help. You know the struggles that we have. You know the habits that we have that we need to not do that are wrong. Just like what Mary did. She was doing things that were wrong. But she asked You for help and You helped her. So we are asking You to help us in our lives. Help us to overcome. That we will be more than a conqueror. Thank You so much for Your Bible promises that give us hope and a future that we can live with You forever. We love You. Amen. Before we go, we want to do our memory verse. You're right. So let's go to our memory verse song, sing along with us, and let's do our memory verse.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.